This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, it's a beehive of activity in this joint. Running around doing everything. Johnny Mosley is sitting in for Vinny, who had his baby yesterday. If you don't follow us on Instagram, you can check out Vin Hassan, Clarky Clark. You're just Johnny Mosley, right?
Yeah, just
it's
Johnny Mosley.
Mosley.
No H.
No
and,
H.
Yeah, two N's.
I posted a picture of Johnny with Sarah and Vinny. I mean, Sarah and Yuzette this morning on the Alsine 73 Instagram.
He said, point at Johnny. We're like, all right, let's point at him.
It's a little art direction.
How did it turn out?
Yeah, it's
incredible.
Good?
You look phenomenal.
Oh, I did
Johnny.
See you already. He didn't even say hello. It's just straight with the Instagram.
Oh,
I mean, he just shoves the camera right.
Yeah, because I noticed that you guys just hugged like a hello. Yeah.
I didn't realize I'd already seen him.
Yeah, well, because he was behind the camera,
that's right.
So it's hard
it's
to
directing.
You know, oh God,
yeah,
a camera coming at me.
Hey, you know, it's not easy to be active on Instagram. It's a job.
It
and
is.
You are not kidding. He's actually amazing at it. Like it's the whole hashtagging. Like he gave me a whole. I don't really
tutorial,
do that.
Yeah.
He did, but early on he was like, yeah, you got to do all these. I didn't even know what hashtag. I'm like, I don't, what the F are these hashtags? Like, what point do they
I just
make?
I just went on like a 2-week Instagram block. Like, I was just hanging out with my kids and I was home and I kept meeting. I got all this awesome, you know, material and I just couldn't pull the trigger. Like,
good.
Every time I sat down, either the connection was bad and then I couldn't know what to say. And then when I did say, I didn't like it.
We need to know what you're up to all the time. We need way more Instagram stories out of you.
I know.
Johnny's pretty active on Instagram, but you know what? This is your time off this year. Like, you don't have that much time. Like, you actually have something to go do later this week, right?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. He's at it again. How do you do it, Hooven? How are you doing this?
He loves it. Yes, Hooven. You've got, like, the perfect posture for it, too. He's just like...
Right, but he's like enthusiastically like he's got his eyebrows raised like you're gonna do something now, right? What's gonna happen? It's like I don't know. I guess I'm just gonna say hi. Like I feel like a constant disappointment to him, you know, as he's getting in your face with a camera. I'm like, God, if only I knew a trick.
Yeah,
you know,
especially when then he's like, no, that's not right. Let's do it again.
Like, oh, I know. It's like how many times we're gonna do this?
Yeah.
Well, you have plenty of experience with him.
And then,
done
like,
a few movies.
Then you're like. Wait, are you putting that up? He's like, it's already up. what happened? I and then so half
done.
Of the thing, half of the ones he puts up with me are me like this. But what? Like literally.
Well, that's the. Do you have to? You don't have to do anything for the story part, right?
Well, no, I do stuff for the story. So sometimes I like to put the time up so people know what time. Like so right now, I put up 6:12, and then I put a little thing in the corner that says new post, so everyone will go to the actual thing and. Like Johnny's post, and then I'll tag your name and his name in it, and then I'll probably tag the radio
station.
Sounds
a lot of work.
It is.
You know, I am appreciative that you do that. You are that active. I mean, you're definitely the heart and soul of the Alice 973 Instagram.
You're right about
question.
That.
It's valuable.
It's not me posting.
It is. It's a big deal. I actually feel like I like
it doesn't get as many likes, human.
Wow. Massive guilt about my lack of posting, and like I feel like I should be. Now that my yard's done, I'm like, I don't have anything to post about, you know? Posted the Burning Man stuff, and that's it.
Here's
so
what
you
I'm
broke,
eating for breakfast.
You put something up this morning?
I did, yeah.
What'd you put up this morning?
Just like, oh, God, why am I up this early?
Yeah. We spent 3 days at this Bolinas fishing derby we do every year.
And the fishing.
I know.
You love fishing.
Well, that's part of was my block is I have all these fishing photos. I'm like, people are tired of seeing this.
Oh, man, that's a huge fish.
Did you see that?
They're all huge.
Oh, it's so amazing.
Dang.
We go out there.
Are they salmon?
Compete for 3 days. Yeah, huge salmon.
You gave me a piece of salmon on the 4th of July that we made the next night. And it was, you know, I mean, you'd caught it that morning.
Yeah.
It was like the freshest, most delicious. We called it the gold medal salmon.
Oh, right.
You know, that was its name as we ate it. But
well, I just reloaded, so I'll get you hooked up. We got a whole fridge full of it right now. It's fresh.
Load me up. I'm in.
All right.
But it's just so funny because I've been noticing it's either skiing pictures.
Yeah.
Or this summer it's been all fishing. Did you just get a boat, or is this not a new thing, I would assume?
Nah, not a new thing. I mean, it's gotten progressively more active as the kids have gotten a little older because
they
love it. It's all they are like obsessed with it. And then the little one, the 8-year-old, won the tournament.
Oh.
He did? He's like the happiest guy holding this fish like this.
That's bigger than him.
15-pound fish. Yeah, and he's just like, his teeth just sticking out, and he beat his big brother. Yeah, got second by like a pound, and so it was just a great weekend. So I had to post.
So you spent the whole weekend out on the boat,
going back and forth. Yeah, yeah. That's the other thing is,
oh my god, that fish is enormous. That is so funny.
And it's not easy fishing too. Like you stay out there all day. Sometimes the bite's on, then you have these long periods. So they kind of stood it. They hung in there and
the bite's on.
Well, yeah, it goes on and off.
Do you enjoy fishing as much as them, or are you let's wrap this up?
I really do.
Oh, you do?
I do enjoy it. Yeah, like the kind of the hunt and the whole process. And you can pull me out of that part of the ocean. It's so beautiful out there. I just sit out there all day.
Did you grow up fishing?
I did.
Okay.
Not as much as I do now. we spent less time out in the ocean than sort of actually like working on different boats and stuff with my dad and things like that. But so I probably do more fishing now, but I did grow up fishing. Yeah.
Well, it's awesome that your kids are into it too. That's like definite. Yeah. Does Malia go at all, or just the three
We take Malia out there. Actually, we had a day this summer. She went out with us. It seems to be always like the worst conditions too when we take her out. But
she's like, why am I here?
Why do you guys like this?
Like, exactly.
Does anybody get seasick?
Exactly. But no one gets seasick, so we're very lucky. The time we did take her out this time, we actually caught fish, so that was actually pretty fun. The other times, we don't catch fish, so she just thinks we're like really.
Is it just you guys
really
on your
fishermen.
Boat, or is this, do you have a friend who takes you?
A little bit of both. Uh-huh. We have a friend who introduced us to this tournament, and he's kind of like the guru, and he's sort of like, you know, taught us a lot, and then now we've been going out on our own the last few years and been somewhat successful catching fish, and then... But I always have to have another adult in there, so sometimes Malia's the only one around. So
oh,
she has
she's
to come.
Like, please come.
Exactly. But she likes to fish too. In fact, that's like the first time one of the early days of our relationship, we went to Norway where her mom's from and has like this, you know, they have this little small cottage on the thing. And so she took me out. They have this very traditional, no motors, like rowed out to this spot in the Arctic. And Malia rowed out there and then put us on this like certain point. And
just the two of you?
Yeah.
She rowed you out into the ocean?
Yeah. And then
in Norway, like down a fjord out into the North Sea or whatever it is.
Yeah, the North Sea. Thank
Jesus.
You. And then she like dropped this line down a certain amount of like pools off the corner of the boat. And then she pulls up this fish.
This is early on in your relationship?
This is early on, yeah, maybe.
So you were like, this girl.
A year and a half in or
come on.
And then she pulls this fish onto the boat, grabs the knife, like flips it over backwards, right? So she's holding the blade in her hand and whacks the top of the fish and then like breaks its neck and throws it in the boat and drops the line back down. I'm like,
Jesus.
This one's for me. So she's got it in her.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's no neophyte out on that boat. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Back to the rowing a boat out into the, like, is it a
It's just
dinghy,
a little dinghy, like a little wood, old school. I mean, this is
regular size oars, like the whole.
Yeah, I mean, we're in protected like waters. We're not out like in open water.
Oh, you know, so you're in the inlet the fjords.
Exactly. It's like
called.
A little mini fjord. I would
How,
say.
And do then, you go there you know, often? I'm fascinated by Norway. Like I just feel like
too.
It's so
too.
Beautiful. Every picture I see, I'm like, it can't be that beautiful in real life. Like it's so gorgeous.
It's incredible. Yeah. No, we don't go there often. We haven't been back for a while. My mother-in-law goes every summer, so I think next summer will be the summer we go back again.
Now the kids will probably
old enough, and they'll enjoy it and they'll love it. So I think it's on again.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget to bring me some fish.
Exactly.
I definitely need that. Well, cool. All right, let's do... Oh, my God, look at the time already.
I know.
It's going to be a short week. It's going to be fun.
Hit the Koyuchi tag.
Oh, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Koyuchi, offering 100% organic cotton sheets. Koyuchi. Online at koyuchi.com. We have these sheets and towels.
Oh.
Freaking amazing.
That makes all the difference.
Dude, the towels. I swear to God, I don't even want to do it because I'll just get going on them and I'll eat 5 minutes doing that. I'm always like, these ads are not long enough.
Koyuchi?
Koyuchi. Oh. So good. Right in Point Reyes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, locals.
Okay. I need you to put yourself into a mindset where I'm going to hand you a picture of your grown daughter. All right?
Okay.
Your daughter.
Okay.
Take a look at that. It gets posted on social media.
Well, if I'm Trump, I'm like, oh, she's hot, right?
If you're Alec Baldwin?
That's
Ireland Baldwin.
Okay.
That is the rude, thoughtless little pig. If Bryn was here, we'd play you the audio.
Yeah.
Remember when she was like 10 years old, she missed a call. Do you remember that?
Yeah, what happened again?
He calls her, she missed a phone call. Because she lived with her mom, Kim Basinger.
Oh, he just ripped into her.
And then Kim Basinger released the audio. He's like, you are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Okay, that's the one. That's the daughter.
Right. So now they have a good relationship, and she's in her 20s.
She's 22.
Yeah. So she models and stuff. So this picture is she is straddling a motorcycle, and she's wearing a black bikini, apparently. It's a black and white photo, but you can't really see too much. But the camera is, like, on the ground, so it's looking up her leg at her ass cheek, and then there's the rest of her body sort of poking out from on top of that. So it's
great angle.
Is it?
So.
If it's your daughter, it's not as great.
Our cameras are looking. See if
hold it up so the camera can be
in front of your face.
I got to be in the mindset of that I'm her dad. Got it. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. I'm acting now.
She straddles it in no time. Her father noticed the photo and wrote, no. Just no. They're on great terms now. And I feel like if you're going to say anything at all, I think as the dad, that's really the only appropriate thing to say. No.
Or not say anything at all. Mm. She
just
is pretend a model.
You didn't
She's 22
see it.
Years old. And
that's some rump roast right
She's
there,
a
though.
Big girl.
That is.
She's like 6 foot tall.
She actually said that. They did a roast of him a few years ago, and she was on there and she said, you know, I'm that rude, thoughtless little pig. She goes, he can't say that to me now, though, because I'm 6'2" and I'll kick his ass.
Did you see what Josh Brolin wrote?
Oh, no.
What did he write?
He did the arm flexing, like, strong. You know, the bicep. Three of them.
Wait, but so this is a modeling shot, though, right? Or is it just her social?
She put it on her Instagram, and that's where he saw it.
Okay.
So that was his...
That was his comment.
...protestation over
How old
it.
Is she?
22.
But still, she's always going to be daddy's little girl.
Sure. Yeah.
He doesn't want to see her flank.
Well, I was more
like
noticing is that a tat on her rib cage?
Oh, I didn't notice.
It is. That would
bum you out.
If your kids come home with a tattoo, that's going to be a problem, Johnny?
I think it, yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I would wonder.
You have no tattoos.
Let's not talk about that. No, I don't know. I think if my like, especially if it was my, you know,
daughter,
wholesome daughter or whatever, that and she ripped off a tat on her ribs,
well,
I'd be like, what's
says.
Going on?
If it was like, God, I just love my daddy so much. You know,
daddy's girl.
Right, daddy's girl.
Yeah, well,
that
if it's
one
okay,
might be.
That's cool. That's
sure.
Cool.
Your
that's
face.
Cool. I'm fine
your
with
face
that.
On
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I'm good with that. That's cool.
But if it said like Lucifer forever, right. That might be. You know, with like devil horns on it or something.
You know what sucks about these public profiles is you get such haters commenting, and some of the people, the things they're saying to Alec Baldwin, oh.
What do they say?
So this one guy wrote, poor Alec, your lifestyle actually supports this. You're liberal. You do anything. You saying no is you being conservative, but we know that's not you. You've done a lot worse. How about those sex scenes from your early years on camera?
Yeah, this is his daughter. I feel like it is a little different.
There's so many of these. There's 1,000 of these comments.
Do you think that if you're a celebrity at that level, that you might post something because social media is important and you got to be present on there, and then you just never read the comments because that'd be my thing. Like, you know, like Kim Kardashian, she posts stuff, she got 50 million followers or more, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that she would never want to see, because every other one is like, oh my God, you look amazing. Oh my God, you whore. I'm like, why did this person think she's a whore? You shouldn't follow her.
Don't follow whores.
I know. But looking at those might really bum you out. So I would think if you're going to post something like that, you'd just be like, and then I let it go. Like, I never look at...
I like it, so that's right, all exactly. I need to
And then there's all
with.
The there's all the comments like, damn, I could ride that all day.
That's what I mean.
Hot.
I think the more you get, the more, I mean, because obviously, like, social media, people will say, you have to engage, you know, in the comments, mm-hmm. and that's how you gain followers. And it can be fun at times, but obviously people get, especially if you're like a big time star, like it gets ruthless. But I think mm-hmm. you do get a little more inured to it the more you do it.
Right.
The more you're
right.
like, okay, this is someone.
But one comment maybe can really
it can send
get
you.
Under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst thing anybody said on yours?
But in some ways, I think that's part of the process is the more you dig in, the more you take bad comments, the more you get used to it.
Have you ever cried over a comment, Johnny?
No, but in general, I've never.
You can tell us.
You can talk to my wife. I mean, it's like constant counseling, but you know, the negative comments over the years in the beginning. I'm a hardened mofo.
I see.
Thanks to my wife, you know, always saying, what are you doing? Of course you're going to have half people with negative comments and stuff like that.
Oh.
But I never was a person who, like, I love people and I feel like I'm always like trying to,
right.
you know, like have everyone like me, you know?
So it's hard when someone doesn't.
Yeah, it's hard when someone doesn't. Right. But then over time, you have to understand that that's just not a reality.
Just the way
no,
it goes.
It's just not. No it's not what. Always going to be that way. I know. Yeah. It's funny because people will say really nice things. Like they text us all morning long and then most of them are like supportive, the nice, the friendly Alice listeners, you know? Yeah. That we know and love, and then there'll be one comment that is just scathing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because that person's having a bad day, and I'm telling you, that's the one I carry with me into my week.
Yeah.
Usually it's actually pretty good. She'll like redact the text sheet when it comes in. But then I'm always like trying to read those ones, you know, like, oh, what does she not want me to see?
I mean, if they're funny, that's one thing. But if they're rude and mean, that's another thing. And I don't need you guys to be seeing that because
right.
it bums you out.
Yeah. Thanks, Yuzi. Thanks for taking care of us. What's coming up in the news, Johnny?
Oh, let's see here. Are we just teasing it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally, I knew this was going to happen. We're swinging the diets the other way, right?
Oh.
It's always science comes through and
science.
Just slaps everyone around with their latest diets. Eating pasta could save your life.
Oh, my God. It's the best day ever.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny's baby is here. The little girl was born yesterday morning. We don't have a name yet, but we're hoping Vinny will call us at some point this morning. So sitting in this morning is the one and only Johnny Mosley, Olympic gold medal winner,
yes.
fisherman extraordinaire. He's crafty. So what's going to happen is I'm going to hit your little sounder.
Crafty makes it sound like, you know.
No, crafty's good.
Arts and crafts.
But I like that too. But more like, I like construction tools.
I see.
Machinery like.
So
know.
What does that make you? Handy.
I was thinking scrapbooking. You know, I know you like to do that on the weekends.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with scrapbooking.
No.
And I know men who like knit and crochet.
Sure.
I do. There's nothing wrong with being crafty. It's good that you're crafty.
Okay.
No,
right.
You're handy.
No,
is that is that what we're...
No, I mean...
I would like to
elevate that a little bit more. I would like to elevate. I'll come up with something.
Okay. Yeah. Come up with like a term that you'd like
they're
to learn.
All,
craftsman.
All good.
Oh, he's a craftsman.
That'd be too refined. Mm. Like, you know, I don't
something
like the
fine
detail
then.
Stuff.
Something in between handy and craftsman.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a weekend warrior.
Nah, that could
that's
be
not
anything.
It either. He
we'll
likes
figure
chores.
Something out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna play your little sounder, and then it's all you. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Welcome to the news.
Well, thank you.
This has been like,
it's nice to be here.
Luckily, I just got the call at like yesterday evening for this, so I didn't have too much time to stress about it. But if I was going to stress about one thing about hosting this show, is like these hard news segments.
They're not hard news. It's going to be easy.
Silly news.
Where I actually have to hit certain things. But, I mean, just look at the sheets of paper I have in front of me.
I refuse to look. That looks like it's so disorganized. I swear to God, my side is so organized. I know where everything is. You're just like Vinny. Everything is just flung. You're never going to be able to find the stories that you're looking for.
Vinny, please help me. I need like some guidelines or some strategy to even go through the stories because you can't read everything. I don't even know what to pick. I heard you say, hey, do you need a highlighter over there? Because she could just see the impending disaster that is this mess of papers.
Well, listen, if I could make a suggestion, you have 3 news breaks a day.
Uh-huh.
You're going to want to lead with something solid.
Okay.
So just make 3 piles. Do a 6 o'clock pile, a 7 o'clock pile, and an 8 o'clock pile.
Okay.
And then anything that you think is maybe this is an extra, this might be good, but it's not good enough for me to actually assign it to a pile, just put it in a 4th pile.
Okay.
This is the if I need more pile.
Right, like if you're having an off day and you're a little slow and I got to fill?
Sure. I will try not to have one of those days.
But if there are things...
Save that for when Vinny gets back.
If you're having a hard day, I have an extra pile in case you need it. I got you, Johnny. Don't worry.
If there are things, though, that I think you need to hit, I will tell you for sure.
Okay. All right. For sure. Okay.
Okay,
but
here,
tell me this. When should my best story go? Should it go in this hour, the next hour? Does it matter? It's all solid block listening all the
time. It's pretty good listening all the way. The commute starts pretty early.
Okay.
But I always think of 7 o'clock as being like I put my biggest story at 7 o'clock. So your 7:30 maybe would be if you had some blockbuster.
Well, this one jumped out at me.
Okay.
Oh,
and,
perfect.
Because
that's what
I've
you
been
want.
Kind of, you know, I have been one of the high percentage of Americans, say 43 million Americans are on some kind of diet.
Oh.
You know, especially in that age group, you know, 18, 39 or something like that. And I jumped on the low carb thing and found it to be very effective.
Yeah.
And
well, you hit 40 and everything, people in general, you hit 40. And I got to say, you can't drop weight the way you used to.
Yeah.
And everything sticks a little more.
Yeah.
Plus, you're starting to ache and pain. So working out sucks even worse than it always has.
Yeah.
You probably like working out.
I do, but I can't do it enough to sustain
the amount
of intake,
that you were eating. Right.
You know? And
you're skinny now.
Yeah, no, it changed me. You know, it absolutely got me like to kind of a set point.
How long the low carb you're saying?
Yeah,
how
absolutely.
Long ago did you do the low carb thing?
I think I'm on like 4 years now or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, but I'm barely low carb anymore. I mean, it's I bounce in and out, but I'm able to sort of, you know, at least I monitor it a little bit more than I did. You know, so I can.
Do you weigh yourself every day?
I started to get into that habit, which I've slipped off of a little bit. But, yeah, that was something I never believed in either. You know, I was always like, well, I just look at myself. I know what's up. I can feel it.
You put your clothes on and go, Jesus, I got a muffin top.
Exactly.
These used to be loose on me.
Exactly. I can, the indicator is like right back here, right? How many wrinkles do you have on the back biscuits? You know right
wrinkles.
Away. Or, you know, like, you know, just little, yeah.
Yeah,
wrinkles.
Right. I thought that was just a chick
rolls.
Thing. Like right where your hips come out, like you have that, like you have to stand up really straight to not have that. And then you're just like, well, this sucks. I'm going to slump back down.
So, but yeah, and I got out of the habit of weighing myself. The long story short, I started to like see eating as a part of the deal. Whereas before, I was just like, you work out till you puke and eat whatever you want.
Right.
And I had always went back and forth on.
Well, and you've been such an active guy your whole life. I'm sure that nothing really ever did stick to you because you're a young guy and you're a skier and you're just constantly in motion.
Yeah.
So the older you get, the more stuff just says, oh, we're hanging out for a while.
Exactly.
So on the back.
We like it here.
Yeah.
It was a transition, you know.
So, I was
thinking at some point, this has got, you know, someone's gonna fire back on this carbs thing, and it's finally happened. This is from the New York Post, which that bastion of journalism, I'm sure,
fabulously
but,
legitimate.
It was done in Women's Hospital in Boston, analyzed the data, but they found that people who ate fewer carbs had a 20% higher risk of premature death. That's correct.
Just because they were like upset and you know drove more erratically.
There is part of that in here, and we'll get to that. Is that it's saying that it says so cut out all carbs and you could find yourself circling the drain. I don't even know what that means, but
circling the drain's a medical term in an emergency room for just about to go down, that you're just about to die.
That's right. Yeah. So it says because our brains rely on glucose found in the carbohydrates as fuel, carbs also affect how much serotonin, the happy hormone, we produce.
Oh.
And it does, it says, you know, refined foods like white pasta, bread, and pastries lack much of the fiber and other nutrients common to wholesome carbohydrates and provide quick-release energy that can leave us feeling deflated quickly.
Mm.
And, it, you know, basically saying that makes you a little bit like, you know,
portly.
No, jumpy, oh. Like not eating carbs, like not jumpy, but oh. Sort of your brain, there's a little bit of a mental, you know, and I find that. I found myself to be a little more edgy when I wasn't, mainly because you're just hungry all the time.
Right.
You know?
And, if you had some carbs, then you'd be like, oh, I feel so happy and satisfied.
But it was saying low-carb diets tend to, you know, result in lower intake of healthy fruits, vegetables, and grains, and more meat.
Right.
And so it can lead to a loss of nutrients, harmful inflammation, and biological aging. So there's obviously a balance here. But it also says there's an optimum level if you eat, you know, too much. And of course,
that's what it is.
Of course,
it's everything in moderation. That's, you have to have a wide variety in your diet. You need a little bit of everything. It's honestly, it's the volume of food that is the real problem.
Yeah, exactly.
It's when you go to the Cheesecake Factory and they put a trough down in front of you. Like, that's the problem.
Yeah,
you can eat anything you want if you just have a few bites of it.
Yeah, that's true. That's,
you know,
true.
If only, yeah, I could just take a few bites, I'd be all set.
Well, that is the one thing that's nice about the low carb strategy is. What I found to be effective is like, but you could have a salad or something, but you can eat twice as much. So for me, it's like a thing where you're just like, oh yeah, I got like 25 forkfuls out of
I'm
that.
I'm never stopping.
Yeah.
Right.
So psychologically, I'm like, oh yeah, I actually got to eat.
Yeah.
Like,
all I do is eat.
Right. All I do is eat. So
I ate a bunch of carrots. It was awesome.
Exactly. A pile of vegetables.
Right.
So
right.
And I think, I mean, I think if, as long as you don't just overdose on the meat and you just replace that with a ton of vegetables,
right,
and stuff like that, I think it's fine. But that's,
and there's,
you
know, carbs. There are some carbs in vegetables and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, anything that has some sugar.
Absolutely.
Right? An apple doesn't have some carbs in it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, absolutely.
You're the nutritionist
no,
on the show.
Well, but that's the thing is when you're really going hardcore carbs and like low glycemic, all those stuff like fruit and apples and stuff that's good for you has all these other benefits, fiber, et cetera, also have sugar. So if you're super hardcore, you just eliminate
fruit. You don't
fruit.
Have those either.
Yeah.
What do you eat? What's left?
Exactly. So you just end up eating a lot of the same stuff over and over again.
So what is like a, do you still do this like at dinner? Do you guys do like super healthy, you know, like X amount of protein, meat, and then some kind of veggie or?
Yeah, usually just double. I mean.
So no potatoes, no pasta.
Like I said, it's now I've kind of over the years, I've balanced it out. And
so you can have a wider variety.
Yeah, it sort of depends what everything you're having.
What
but,
do your
yeah.
kids eat? Are they good eaters?
Yeah, they're great eaters. But yeah, the potatoes, pasta.
Because how do you feed a kid
vegetables?
These days without having a box of mac and cheese in the house?
Exactly.
Like that's, you know.
No, you don't even touch the. Sometimes I will intimate that I want the kids to, you know, get on the program. And my wife will be, no, don't even mention it. Don't talk about it. Like,
well, you don't want to give them any body
exactly,
image
exactly,
issues, you know?
Exactly.
Just because dad's all, you know, manorexic about it. You don't
right.
want to make your kids all self-conscious.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Plus, I'm sure, you know, they're kids. Like, kids are nothing but energy.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So, yeah, that's the news. I mean,
well, that is good news.
Yeah,
Johnny.
It's good news. I think it's good news. It's good news.
Now,
yeah.
What about cake? Do you have a story about how cake is now okay to eat?
Yeah. Here it is, right here.
Okay.
Eat as much cake as you can.
Oh,
in
the
morning.
Cake.
Oh.
Yeah. As long as you brush your teeth afterwards.
So the okay, all right.
Yeah.
So the cutoff is after the morning.
That's
gotta
correct.
Stop the cake. Great.
Yep.
Get some cake in.
That's my new theory. Yeah, exactly.
Eat it last week.
Eat it in the morning.
Was it Friday? We went to the cake party downstairs or Thursday?
Oh,
one of the guys on
I think
the
it was Thursday.
On the, do you ever listen to the game, our sister station?
A little bit.
Yeah. So one of the guys on there, Dibs, is his birthday. His 50th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We go down there because I'm like, you know, I want to say happy birthday to him, but I was assured that there would be cake. It's funny that
she goes down for the cake. I'm just like, I'm going to go say hi to my buddy Dan.
Yeah. I go, well, I'm just going to go and have cake.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it turned out that he's like, he tried out for an assistant to you job like mm-hmm. years. Like, it turns out we've known
when
each other for 20-something years.
He came over to Alice to try to get a job. And then I ended up referring him somewhere else that he got the job.
But the bottom line is there was cake.
big cake, Johnny. It was huge.
Oh, they cut me a very small piece.
And Sarah was like, okay, we're all talking, chatting. And Sarah's like, okay, well, let's have cake.
Yeah, I don't want to be here all day. Yeah, exactly. I just want my cake. I got to go home.
You hold out. I got to, like, socialize to have the cake?
Come right, on, Jesus.
Hey, like, get it out front.
Are the rest of the cake not calling you guys the same?
No, I split. I Jesus, was like, when there's food, cake.
That's my problem. When there's food in the room, it's all I can think about. Yeah. I got to have some food.
Offer me some cake, and then we'll talk.
And then we'll sit and chat. I'm happy to. It exactly. might even slow me down from horking this cake in my head hole. Jeez. All right, you know what? I'm so sorry, Johnny, but we're close to out of time. So do you have some texts that you'd like to share with
absolutely.
Us?
Oh, absolutely. So I knew when we got into the tattoo discussion with Ireland Baldwin.
Yes, yeah, Ireland Baldwin.
Okay, that I'd have some pushback on it. And I get it. I'm not a tattoo guy, but I see the some of the reasons for it. Like this woman said, I have a daddy girl's tattoo on me, tattooed on me. I got it years ago and never told. And he passed away last year. Miss him, but getting another tattoo. I don't know if those are the same. Yeah, those are the same people. So, hey, you know, I did a little research. 38% of young people between 18 and 29
right now
have a tattoo.
Have a tattoo.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was actually funny you mentioned tattoos today because there was a report I heard on KCBS driving to work this morning. Like a lot of parents don't want their kids to have tattoos because maybe it's a reflection on them.
Sure.
Their bad parenting.
Right, right, right.
Or that it would affect them later in life for job situations.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, although Vinny did a story last week that was basically it doesn't affect you the way it used to. Like it used to be that if you had some tattoos.
A little stigma involved.
Right, you were out of whatever, you know, X, Y, and Z for jobs. But I really do think that, you know, unless you have like spiders crawling up your neck, under your face and, you know, like chaos across your forehead, I think you're okay. Like people have tattoos. Definitely. They're not even unique anymore. They're just,
you're absolutely okay. And if you just look at the modeling world, I mean, I think that was probably the same thing back in the day. Like
yeah,
if you were a model, you had to be like super, you know, clean. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, actually, the opposite. You probably are somewhat more desirable.
A little racier.
For sure, especially if it's more a matter of like, of your artistic ability. Like, how well is it done? Where is it?
Right.
You know, and like, it's almost like, you know, your ability to pick clothing and your hairstyle. Like, it's all part of that. And it's just gonna,
you suck at putting it together.
It adds more value.
Right.
Right. So some of it is just like, maybe the thing is, if your kid's going to get one, you'd be like, hey, dude, let me know first.
Right.
Let's get you to someplace good. Consult some people. Like,
yeah, we know some people.
You know, ask your friends, you know. Like,
not the guy on the corner.
Right, right. Let's do this.
Before
right.
Before I had any kids over 18, because I do have one over 18 now, so I guess he could have a tattoo and I would not know about it if he chose not to tell me. But I always said that I would, if my kid wanted a tattoo, I'd say, if you wait 1 year to get that tattoo, I'll pay for it. Because what seems like a good idea in the moment.
I like that strategy.
I thought, but you know, I never did get to use it. Nobody asked me for a tattoo, and now he's over 18, and that's pretty good, right?
That's
if your kids want to get a tattoo of a, you know what? Wait 1 year, and I'll pay for it. Once you're over 18, like if your 14-year-old comes to you, I would say just say no.
It's very rational. Yeah. How much does a tattoo cost?
I think it's $100 an hour for the. Or something
it depends
like that.
On where you go or what the design is. Is it color? Is it black and white?
Vinny goes to a pretty high-end dude.
Yeah, like in the Mission. Some guy he goes to called Grimes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's his name.
And that guy actually had a special. I don't know if you watch the Vice channel, but he had, listeners told us that he had a special on there. So he's pretty high up in the tattoo world.
He's one of the well-known tattoo artists. All right. Good job on your first news break, Johnny Mosley. Johnny's sitting in with us for a couple days this week Vinny's off. No, you're all right. Do you feel better now?
Like I do.
Yeah, we've been on for a while.
Except now I got to find another one.
Yep, you need a bunch more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.